As we conclude our series of shiurim on the halachas of eating on Erev Yom Kippur, we need to discuss some details. Taisus and Masechta Ksubis, Daf Heyom and Aleph, the very maskal Elo, says that we don't eat animal meat on Erev Yom Kippur, we eat poultry. Then he says that those that did eat animal meat at the Suda on Erev Yom Kippur. And what is the pshat? The pshat is because it really depends why we're eating. If we're eating in preparation for Yom Kippur, so then we should probably eat lighter foods. If we're eating because that's the Suda's Yontif, so then we should eat foods that we eat on at a Suda's Yontif. The minig is that at the Suda Mafsekas, we don't eat meat, but you can eat meat at the previous Suda. And similarly, the minig is that we don't eat fish at the Suda Mafsekas, but we do eat fish at the Suda before that we eat during the day. Another question that's discussed is when we eat, we mentioned in our first year, what's the difference between Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av? And the truth is, after the explanations we've given, it's somewhat understandable. If we say that it's in preparation, then indeed maybe Tisha B'Av should have the same din as Yom Kippur. And if indeed it should have the same din, so why don't we find that there's a mitzvah to eat an Erev Tisha B'Av? So the Paiskim suggest that the difference may be that on Erev Yom Kippur, there's a Chiv D'Oraisa to fast. And since there's a Chiv D'Oraisa to fast on Yom Kippur, we have to eat on Erev Yom Kippur to make sure we're able to fulfill the Chiv D'Oraisa. Whereas on Tisha B'Av, even though it's a very important fast, there is no Chiv D'Oraisa to fast, so Chazal did not go out of the way with this Chiv. According to the other reasons we gave for eating on Erev Yom Kippur, certainly we could understand the distinction between Erev Yom Kippur and Erev Tisha B'Av. In fact, I saw that the Kaf Chaim brings from the Sefer Pre-Eitz Chaim that not only is there an obligation to eat on Erev Yom Kippur, but there's an obligation l'harbas b'chilosoi. He quotes the Sefer Pre-Eitz Chaim that one should eat on Erev Yom Kippur double what he eats every day. And the reason is because, as we explained in the previous year, Yom Kippur is supposed to be the opposite of Inui. So, by eating a lot, we have the opposite of Inui. Furthermore, the Arugas HaBaisim has a discussion. When we learn that one has to eat on Erev Yom Kippur, how much does one have? Does that mean he has to eat all day? Or does he just have to eat the Suda? And there are those that quote people who had the minig that an Erev Yom Kippur, they would eat raisins all day, they would suck. They would suck a candy all day, and it depends how we look at the mitzvah of eating Erev Yom Kippur. If we say it's in preparation, so every act of eating is another act of preparation, and therefore we should continue eating or Erev Yom Kippur. If it's only because it's a Suda, if it's only because we want to differentiate, as we learned, between Erev Yom Kippur and Yom Kippur, if it's to show that we're doing tshuva that way, one doesn't have to eat all Erev Yom Kippur. The Mefarshim discuss the language of the Gemara that Kol Oichel V'Shoyis B'Chi Kilu Sana Chi V'Asiri. What does it mean, Kilu Sana Chi V'Asiri? They ask, why the Torah, if the Torah is trying to teach us that one is supposed to eat on the ninth day of Tishrei, on Erev Yom Kippur, why didn't the Torah say it that way? Why did the Torah say it sort of in a backwards way? That if you eat, it's as if you fasted. The Taz explains that we know it's much easier to eat than to fast. And the Torah wants to teach us the great schar that one receives for eating on Erev Yom Kippur, that the eating on Erev Yom Kippur is like fasting. That's how great of a mitzvah it is. The Pri Chodesh says that the Torah wanted us to give it a mitzvah, not like a mitzvah asay, to show us that it's not just like mitzvah achila, that's even a greater mitzvah. Another pshat, going back to the Minchas Chinuch that we've quoted, is that the Torah wants to connect the shir achila to the shir inui, and that you have to eat a kesevis in Erev Yom Kippur, and therefore, that's why the Torah said it in this way. According to the question that we discussed extensively in the previous shir, was the din of women eating an Erev Yom Kippur, the din of women eating Erev Yom Kippur. If it's a din of inui, so just like women are obligated to eat on Yom Kippur, to have inui Yom Kippur, they would also have an obligation to do eating on Yom Kippur. Similarly, the din that women are part of for mitzvah seishas magroma is only by mitzvahs that are sheva al taisa. Here where it involves an act, that's why we said it this way. The Kaf HaChaim says that the Gemara is saying, Kilu Sana Chiva Siri, the halacha, if somebody eats Erev Yom Kippur, the halacha is that he's treated as if he fasted two consecutive days, that the Sfarim say that somebody who fasts for two consecutive days is as if he fasted for 27 days. Another pshat that I saw, that of course it's harder to fast 2 days than 1 day, so if you eat on Erev Yom Kippur, and it's considered like you fasted, so the fast of Yom Kippur is a bigger mitzvah than had you not fasted Erev Yom Kippur. The Satmar Rebbe says a beautiful vart. What is Yom Kippur all about? As we've discussed in other shurim, Yom Kippur is actually an opportunity that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us 1 day a year. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us 1 day a year where he's close to us, when he shows rachmanis to us. That's what Yom Kippur is. It's a day of rachmanis. It's not a day to be looked at as a tough day. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Gemara, teaches us, tells us to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. It's all to show us how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us and tells us, I want you to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. I want you to be able to have an easy fast. I want you to be able to come close to me.